Blog Talk Radio.
Bring Miss Crystal, Miss Nakai, and Miss
Zay and you ladies, if you can unmute, I want you to tell everybody who you are, your name, where you help from. Is somebody that's probably in close proximity to another person that is listening in, and that's why we're getting that feedback. So if you're in the room or in the same house with somebody, that's probably why we're getting that feedback. So I'm going to say that if the other person mute their phone or mute or try to get as far away from you as they can so we can make sure that we're having a clear show tonight. But ladies, I am excited to have you, Ms. Nakai, Ms. Alizé, Ms. Crystal. I want you to tell them who you are, where you hail from, and tonight's show for our September series. We'll continue. I slay, we slay, and we are definitely getting ready to slay the runway. And the show title tonight is Beauty for a Cause, Beauty for a Cause. And just tell me and the listening audience here on Curzon 3D Radio, what does beauty for a cause mean to you? So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Crystal, who you are, where you hail from, where you reside, and what does beauty for a cause mean to you?
Hello, my name is Crystal Jordan, also known as Crystal Jade. I am originally from Tampa, Florida, and to me, beauty for a cause means simply just using the beauty that you have to make a positive influence, whether it be, I guess you could say, in the community, so whether it be helping boost someone's self-esteem or doing a fundraiser, but simply using your inner and outer beauty to do something positive.
All right. And next we will have Ms. Nakai.
Hello. This is Ms. Nakai Renee. Greetings. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, and I would say to me, using beauty for a cause would be just basically using this modeling thing. I got into the modeling, and I like to, it's a good thing because I can use this platform to touch other people. And I love the name of the show for the Miracles Outreach, From Runaway to Runway. So that's what beauty for a cause to me, just using your platform in this modeling industry for a good cause.
All right. Thank you kindly. And our last guest host tonight is Ms. Zay Alizé. Tell us who you are, where you hail from, and what does beauty for a cause mean to you?
Hi, I'm Alizé Adams. I am calling from
Alizé, you got a feedback. So either you're
I'm in the car and it's playing through the radio. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm Alizé. I'm calling from Chestnut, Florida. Beauty for a cause to me means to use your beauty to let people know what your brand is in a positive way, of course. Get out who you are and, you know, what you're about through beauty. That's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you. And they do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful Omega Auntie Mother Seal. And everybody know I hail from the beautiful city of Lakeland, Florida. And I am just excited because I'm able to use who I am from the heart, the soul, the mind, and the body to promote a cause such as fighting human trafficking and helping to reintroduce these beautiful young ladies that I get to work with back into society with self-esteem and self-confidence and poise and just beautiful young ladies. So tonight I want to dedicate this show, Curzon 3D Radio, September the 15th, 2016, to the miracle models of past, present, and even those to come. So this is dedicated to you ladies and as well to Miss Sonia and Miss Michelle. and Mr. Tyrone. This is for you guys, and just want to say that I love you and all that you do for the ladies, the young ladies in the Tampa Bay community. Is just outstanding and astonishing, and God, I just ask that God continue to smile on you and bless you for every effort that you put into Miracles Outreach. So we're going to get into our show tonight, and I'm excited about it. We're going to talk about from the runway to the runway. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about what these ladies mean to us, what the accomplishments that we've seen over the years. So this is the fourth annual from runway to the runway fashion show. So I am excited about that. That means it has longevity, staying power, and we need your help tonight. At the end of the day, for all of those that are out there listening, we need you to bless Miracles Outreach. That's what it's all about. And you can go to their website at www.miracles.org, www.miraclesoutreach.org, or you can call 813-516-1135, 813-516-1135 to make your donation, to make your pledge, to help a young lady that's less fortunate than you. So I definitely want you guys to be on the go with going to that website and making a donation and a pledge for Miracles Outreach. We're going to talk about the show that's going to be happening next Friday. We're going to talk about 3D's involvement. We're going to talk about Auntie's involvement. We're going to talk to Crystal, who is a actual worker with Miracles Outreach. She's employed, and she's been with them since inception. So we're going to talk about that. And if you have any questions, we want to hear from you. If you have comments, concerns, we definitely want to hear from you tonight. And you have to dial in, call in 347-945-5886 and press 1 to speak with the host. So we got a fabulous show planned for you tonight. We are missing our Miss Swan, so we want to send kisses and loves and hugs out there to her. And we want to do a shout-out to Miss Carol out in Arizona, who is a new listener. I definitely want to say that my prayers have been with you all day today, Miss Carol, and just wanted to shout you out there today, tonight, and to say that we here at Curzon 3D love you, and we are definitely praying for you. All right. Our show is going to be as follows. This is our itinerary for tonight. We're going to do our In the News, which is our Throw Me a Curve segment, our Fashion Forward segment. Then we're going to do our Food for Thoughts, and then we're going to go right into Hot Topics, talking to these 3D Plus models. So let's go right to In the News. And I'm bringing In the News to you tonight because I wanted to talk about New York Fashion Week that's, you know, been happening all week. There was a designer who historically pushed out a line where all of the models, every female model that walked the runway at New York Fashion Week wore the hijab. And a lot of the Muslims, the women, they wear their heads wrapped with the hijab. So it was a historic all-hijab runway show, and they got a standing ovation. It was a historic moment in fashion when some women are being asked to take their hijabs off when they go to get their pictures done for their driver's license, or if they're at the airport, they're asking women to remove them. And she made a fashion statement. This 28-year-old fashion designer, Hassaban, who was debuting her first collection, and she's only been a brand for about a year, but she is a Muslim designer, and she walked the runway. Her designs went down the runway Monday, and every single model wore a hijab on the runway at New York Fashion Week. So I just want to say kudos, you know, to this young designer making a statement and showing that the Muslims are still united. I don't care what Trump and anybody else is saying. She is making headlines, waves, and news. So that is our Throw Me a Curve today in the news segment. Definitely wanted to get that out there. Now, what do you ladies think about that, being in the fashion industry? Crystal or Nakai?
I think that is absolutely phenomenal. Although I'm not of Muslim faith, I definitely commend her for standing on what she believes in and not budging with that, simply because there is a lot of things going on, especially in the media, where they are asking people to not, you know, change their appearance, change their morals and their beliefs based on what everybody else is doing. So I definitely kudos to her for sticking up for what she believes in and making such a bold statement.
And not only just a bold statement, it was very well received. And, you know, because we talked about last week, and if you can recall, Crystal, you know, about, you know, sex sells. And
mm-hmm.
this is the total opposite of sex sells, because you're covered from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? And it
right.
looks great. It looks fabulous. If you get a chance to go on, if you just type in New York Fashion Week, All Hijab, H-I-J-A-B runway show, you will find that the clothes actually, I mean, I could see myself wearing that. I mean, the outfits, probably not the head covering so much, but I know that there is another school in I can't remember, I want to say Minnesota or somewhere, that the young ladies were wearing the African head wraps, and they were made to take their African head wraps off. And the actual young ladies, the African young ladies, they fought back and said, this is a part of our heritage and a part of our culture. And they're saying that we should be able to wear our head wraps. So I love it. Absolutely. Nakai, you wanted to say anything? I'm sorry. I jumped right in and didn't give you an opportunity.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's fine. I was just going to say that I'm intrigued. I was interested in looking at the fashion because this is my first time even hearing of that. Because that would be something to see with the hijab, to with the actually making a fashion statement with it, versus being part of the religion. So I'm just excited to see the line. So,
oh yeah,
but I definitely
and see it, because the actual ensembles are very nice, nice and flowy, full. Dusters, jackets, silk, satin pieces, just dresses, pants, everything. So it's a really nice collection. So if you guys get a chance, just Google that and definitely check it out. So I just wanted to put that, throw you a curve with that definitely hot off the press, hot off the runway 2 hours ago. So they are definitely talking about it, and it's trending right now. So just wanted to talk about that. Now, I'm going to move right into fashion. Since we're on that fashion tip, I'm going to go ahead and hit fashion forward. You guys know I love, love, love what's happening for the winter of 2016-2017. Bubblegum pink, from Prada Pretty in Pink, to LeMay dresses, Gucci, whether blush, rose, or bright magentas, pink has been a strong feature in the fall, winter 2016-2017 catwalk. So I'm telling you, if you want to have the season wave of femininity, please break out the pink in your fashion somewhere, some kind of way. I mean, they got pink tweed, pink chiffon, pink fur, pink handbags, even pink shoes and pink pantyhose. I'm telling you. So if you want to be Trey cute, make sure you're definitely going to put some pink in your wardrobe. Also, I was very shocked to see vinyl. The new look, winter look for the season is vinyl. Vinyl jackets, vinyl wrap dresses, vinyl coats. So if you definitely want to throw a piece of and it's called Seductive Sophistication. So they are making vinyl hot this fall and winter. Anything with the leopard print, I mean, and not your standard leopard, but colored leopard, like gray, red, and black. Anything with pink and black and taupe leopard is not your standard leopard print, but all of the designers, Dolce & Gabbana, Prada, Moschino, all of them were using the colored leopard print. So you definitely want to throw that in your wardrobe. And for some reason, even though it's fall and winter, ladies, those one-shoulder ruffle dresses, tops, sweaters, all types of fabric in the one shoulder with the ruffle, with the ruffle hang, gathered, scrunched, anything one shoulder, cold shoulder, is really, it's kind of described as the 80s on steroids. So trust me, if you want to be hot, go ahead and get you that one shoulder big ruffle. Another hot color is navy blue. I'm talking about navy blue velvet. Y'all know I got me some navy blue velvet shoes. I know I got to find me a piece to wear with the velvet. Made a comeback in the deepest blue. And Prada, Ralph Lauren, Vanessa Seward, everybody had that Paris night. They're calling it Paris night blue. So get you some blue velvet in your fashion wardrobe for this fall and winter. So let me recap. We are doing pink, bubblegum pink. We're doing the Paris by night blue. You're doing the off-the-shoulder, one-shoulder ruffles, 80s on steroid, and vinyl, black vinyl, satin, bright patent leather-looking vinyl. So it's very hot right now. For the fall and winter, I just wanted to make sure that you're in the know here on Fashion For It with Auntie. So, ladies, what y'all found interesting in that?
I'm going to say the pink. The bubblegum pink. I'm going to try that out. I really don't like bright pink. I kind of stick with the darker version of pink, but I'm going to try the bubblegum, and I may try the one shoulder. I think that's a really hot look.
It is. When I say in sweaters, chiffon, satin, even lamé, it's everything that I've seen is the one shoulder, off the shoulder, but it has that layer of ruffle on it and then fitted in the waistband. It looks great. If I can find me a piece, you know I'm going to be looking. But I'm definitely looking for a vinyl, black vinyl, patent leather looking jacket, something pink, and that blue, because I have the midnight blue velvet shoes. I just need a piece to go with it. So anything appeal to you, Miss Zay, Alizé?
The pink pantyhose, my ears kind of went up. I was like, you know, I'll try that. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our Fashion For It with Auntie. We're going to take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind. Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
Right, we want to make sure because My Pretty Auntie Closet Impact will be at From Runaway to Runway Fashion Show September the 23rd at District 3 in Tampa, Florida. So you want to make sure that you are coming on out to the fashion show. We definitely want you there. Crystal, remind me again how much the tickets were and where you can, is where the tickets. $50 or $75.
The tickets are $40 general admission and $55 VIP. They can be found on Eventbrite under From Runaway to the Runway. You can also find us on Facebook under Miracles Outreach, or you can go to the From Runaway to the Runway event page on Facebook as well.
All right, so you can get a ticket for $40. It is a worthwhile event. I'm telling you, we got different designers and boutiques. I know we have All Brides to Be making their debut. I think this is their third year, right? Third or fourth
this
year.
This will be their third year.
Third year with From Runaway to Runway. And we have Bling T. This will be their second year.
Mm-hmm.
Impact's second year, and I am excited about what's going to be on the runway. We have a full lineup prepared for you guys at the From Runaway to Runway fashion show. Let me tell you something. I'm excited because this year, this group of ladies that we are working with are so excited about modeling. I don't know if you've picked that up, Crystal, or...
Yes, they are.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they are. They're excited. I'm sorry. Somebody just walked in the street. they're excited, and they're taking it serious. Our girls are super excited. We actually did one of the fittings yesterday, so I'm really, really excited to see them finally get on the runway.
I mean, just their excitement. And when we had a meeting with the girls on last Saturday, and I sat down and I'm, you know, because not only is this about modeling, but it's growing these girls as well, emotionally, spiritually, and cognitively. And when I hear them say, you know, I ask, what do you like about it or what you don't like about it? And, you know, the majority of them say, it's nothing that I can say that I don't like about it. And, you know, to hear them say, I like that it has helped my self-esteem and my self-confidence. And these are the conversations that they're having with us. And so appreciative, I think. And, you know, this is my third year, but this group of girls, to me, are by far some of the strongest. And Alizé, I love you, and I know she's has come through the Miracles Outreach Organization, and but these young ladies this year are so serious. I mean, hardcore practicing. I mean, you don't even see them sitting down. They don't complain about anything. Yeah, so dedicated. And kudos to you, Crystal, because as I, you know, pass this torch, and I definitely have seen the growth and the patience with the young ladies. How does it feel to really get in there and, you know, really train them and work with them?
Well, I definitely want to say thank you for trusting me and to pass the torch. That's an honor in itself. I feel really good about getting in there and working with them, and it's really nice to be in a place where they, you know, can – they feel comfortable looking to me and going, hey, Miss Crystal, am I doing this right? Can you show me how to do this? So just, I don't know, it's kind of overwhelming because I never in a million years expected to be in this type of position.
And that's the beauty of growth, because if you don't know, if you're new to Curzon 3D Radio, Crystal is a 3D Plus model with the 3D Plus Modeling Company, and she has been on this journey with me. So I actually found her at Miracles, and I'm telling you, it's so refreshing to see a model that's willing to lend the runway to someone else. And I love that about you, because most women that are on the runway, they really just love the runway and don't want to move from that or even go into that coaching or training mode. So the coaching part of it, I see you working with these ladies. I see your dedication, your drive, and your determination. It was so easy for me to say Crystal can do it. I mean, you show up, and I always say when you show up, you go up. So you show up, now you're in this role. What do you see for Miracles next year with From the Runaway to Runway? What do you want to see? Let me say that.
What do I want to see different? I would like to see I do love our designers, but I would love to see a mix-up. I would like to see I would say more people get involved. Like, we have lots of people who are involved in the show, but I want to see more, especially from our community. This is the fourth show, so a lot of people in the Tampa Bay area know that it's here, but I would like to see a little bit more involvement and support for these girls, because they do work so hard, especially when it comes to this show. They get excited, you know, they're looking forward to seeing people come out and show how far they come, because for this show,
it's one about the girls, and it's really kind of like a coming out party for them. It's a look at me now type thing. That's why we call it From Runaway to the Runway. You know, this is where I was. I've been through some things, but I made it. Look at me now.
Mhm. Right. And that's definitely how I feel. And it's so great to see them get in their evening dresses, get their hair done, their makeup. Thank you to Paul Mitchell. That's going to be coming out. Paul Mitchell Tampa coming out to do the girl Miracle Models hair and makeup. And definitely want to say a big shout out to those that are coming from Paul Mitchell to do the hair and makeup. They get their nails done, guys. They get their hair done, their makeup done, and they feel like princesses. And that's what I love. And to see the smiles on their face, or to, you know, can you take my picture? You know, I'm talking about those, and if I can say it, they're like tight little rosebuds. And, you know, they're very shy and not very opening and welcoming when you first meet them to start teaching the modeling. But as they blossom and bloom and they turn into a full open rose, it's such a beautiful experience. And this is what Crystal means by getting involved and helping mentors and teachers. If you got a program, you can call Sonia and Michelle so you can work with these ladies, because they need each of us. It is so true, and the saying that it takes a village. It does take a village to raise these children and to support and to help them, and they need all of us. But moreover, they need our financial support, because right now we need shoes. We need a lot of shoes. Crystal, if you can kind of go over some of the sizes of the shoes that we're looking for these young ladies. And you may not want to donate money, but you can donate shoes.
As far as sizes for shoes, right now we need everything from a size 6 to a size 10. 6 through 10 would be the most common sizes that we're running into right now are 9s.
All right, and that's really important, guys. So, and they can be gently used or new, and you can contact MPAC, My Pretty Auntie Closet, at 304-504-MPAC, 304-504-MPAC, and you can get those shoes to me. I can meet you, or you can mail them to me, so you can make contact with me. Or Miracles Outreach on Facebook, or Impact on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and donate some shoes. That's what we're looking for as well. Now, I do have Nakai, and this is your first year participating in the show From Runaway to Runway. And what is your take on it?
Well, for me, this overall experience has just been amazing and inspiring at the same time, because the girls that I've met, I've seen them just in the short amount of time, I would say like over the past couple of weeks, I've seen their self-esteem and get better and higher as the weeks go on, and they're feeling more confident, and they're inspiring me and also helping me to become a better model, and not even just a better model like for the runway purposes, just a better model as a role model, period, because these girls are looking up to us, and they're just such an inspiration just all by themselves, or so just to listen to some of their stories. And, I mean, it's just been a very heartfelt experience for me, and I'm so excited to see them when the show begins on Friday the 23rd again, just to see how they're going to do. And I know they're going to do well, but I'm excited for them. So it's just been a big blessing to me.
I'm serious. When they actually hit the runway, and if you go on to Facebook or go on to Blog Talk, you'll kind of see I use some of the pictures from the past 2 years' shows, from show 2 and from show 3. And, I mean, these young ladies, the miracle models, and I call them miracle models, they look so super amazing in their pictures. And I know, Crystal, you have had an opportunity to see those pictures. And what are your thoughts about, you know, how they look? And from, I mean, because we already know from whence they came and where they started at. But some of the pictures, I mean, are rivalry to some of the supermodel pictures that, you know, that we see online and in magazine. What do you think?
I get excited each and every time I see those pictures, especially knowing the girls personally, because, like you said, some of those girls that have been in the previous shows and even the ones that we have now were so reserved. We actually had one girl who didn't talk. And looking at the pictures that she took at the fashion show were phenomenal. Like you said, it's a rivalry to the professional models. There have been plenty of times where people could not tell the difference between the professional models and our girls on the runway. So just seeing the complete transformation and how far they've come and the boost in their confidence and their self-esteem excites me each and every time I see those pictures. And actually, I want to tell you, Auntie Miss Sonia, our operations manager for Miracles Outreach, is now on the call. So if she wants to say a few words.
What's the last four of her?
Last four
number.
Digits would be 8963.
8963. Okay. Anything else? Because I don't see the 8963. Tell her to press 1. If she press 1, I can get her in. If she press 1, I can get her in. I'm so excited. I would love to hear from her. All right. Last four digits is 0348. 0348. You are live on Curves and 3D Radio.
Good evening. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous.
I am so excited to hear you guys doing this show. I am just holding my breath, waiting for the show next week. Auntie, you have done, once again, a wonderful job with the young ladies that we work with. The girls are really excited. And for me, this year is extra special because I have to say this is the first time in the 4 years that we actually have some of the parents of the girls coming out and going to attend the show.
Oh, wow. You're just not telling me that. Oh, my gosh. Guys, that
so
is
all
like
their
a big
hard
deal.
Work. It's a huge deal because all of these kids come from different situations, and it's sad to say in the past 3 years we have not had one parent come see their child walk on the runway. This year I think we have three that are planning to attend, and I'm praying that they follow through and they show up because these kids just deserve all the praise that they can get. And every year the kids say, well, nobody's coming to see me. And so this year they have someone from their family that will be coming to see them. But I let them know everybody's there to see them.
There to
and
see them, right.
Yes, and so I just encourage everyone to just come out, you know, yell here and just really praise these girls for all of their hard work and just being able to walk out on that stage and hold their head up. I think they're inspiration to not only other kids, but they're inspiration to us as well. So I thank you so much for the wonderful job that you guys have done.
Oh, I am so excited. Like I was just telling Crystal that this year it just seems like it's like a breath of fresh air because they're all excited about modeling. And I'm so excited to see them. And, I mean, the rehearsals have been so easy because they have been so in tune to what's been going on, taking directions well. And, you know, Auntie kind of get tough. I'm the tough one. Crystal is the more, you know, easy one. But at the end of the day, they have took it from me and really have just really performed. And it's going to be really exciting to see them on that runway. And let me say publicly, while I have you listening, that we appreciate you and Michelle and Ty for everything that you guys do with Miracle Outreach, every young lady life that you touch. And I think right now Miracle has touched over 500.
We are actually arriving close to the 800 mark. 800. We opened
okay,
a residential home.
All right.
And
so,
I have to say, for the girls, it's a badge of honor to be in that show, and that's why you see the enthusiasm that you see, because as we progress each year, kids find out about it, and they want to be in the show. And we actually have a young lady from last year who called last week and may be coming back and was like, well, I'll be back in time for the show. So they look forward to it, and they work toward having that honor of being able to be in that show.
And I'm serious. We got a couple of ladies from Miracles past years that are actually going to be walking in the show with the Miracle models. So, I mean, yes. Not just one or two, but we got like four or five of these young ladies that are coming back to actually walk in the Miracle show. So when I say that job well done, the mannerable, the ladies this year, I mean, we've just been able to get through it. And, I mean, I'm listening audience, if you have a comment, please call in 347-954-5886 and press 1. We do have the beautiful Swan with us, so I want to bring her in because she has had the experience of from runaway to runway 2 years in a row. So I want her to say hey to everybody.
Hello, ladies. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, everybody. I am so sorry I'm late, but you know what? I heard a little bit, and as you said, Auntie, I am so excited. I get excited when I just hear about the Miracle Girls because they are so beautiful inside and out, and I have enjoyed working with them. Even they had the opportunity to model for Swan Central, and I appreciate it. So I'm excited just to see that these ladies are getting ready, and I know they're going to do a fabulous job.
Yes, and you were with us for 2 years now, and you had a chance to actually model with them, and then the next year you actually dressed them. And, you know, they always are talking about, you know, even some of the ones that are coming back or was talking about the Swan Central clothes and Swan Central Plus. So I love it that these ladies remember us and, you know, and want to. It's, I mean, the greatest compliment is to say, to hear, Auntie, I want to be like you when I grow up. I love that because that's a true testament to what we're doing with these young ladies, that they know that change has got to come in order for them to be successful. So thank you, Swan, for working with these girls, working with these young ladies, dressing them and being a part of the show, and, you know, because they look up to us. They really do look up to us. And just want to say to those models out there that are listening, the Miracle Models, I love y'all, and I definitely am excited for what's going to be happening next Friday. I'm going to talk a little bit about the lineup, but before I do that, I just want Ms. Sonia to kind of just tell everybody the mission of Miracles Outreach and how long you ladies been in the Tampa Bay area and anything new that we can expect from Miracles coming up.
Okay, well, Miracles has been around. We are actually in our 16th year. We originally started off as just doing an after-school program that grew into a residential program based on the need that we were seeing with the girls. Our overall mission is to provide a stable, safe, and secure environment for the young ladies that come through our program. And the overall goal is to lead them to self-sufficiency. We focus on the whole family, although we have the residential programs. We try to work with the family to make sure they have what they need when the children are able to return home. In some cases, they can't, but when they have the opportunity, we do everything we can to support them in that. We continue to grow. Right now we have 4 homes, and we are focusing on having that home that focused just on the trafficking girls. That is about 25% to 30% of our population, but we have children that come from across the state. So I have kids all the way from Panama City to Miami, Florida. And each kid, when they come in, we just treat them with love, and we try to give them that stability to help them flourish. So it's we definitely
believe that it takes a village, and we use that concept in everything we do to provide the support that these young ladies need. We definitely would love to see people come out, celebrate the girls. Of course, all the funds that are raised from the show goes to support the mission and to help us continue to provide that home that those children so desperately need.
Oh, wow. And I definitely can stand on and stand by Miracles, you know, being a nonprofit organization that's solving the problem for rescued children, offering a hope and a home to those rescued children. And we need your help. I mean, we need your help. You can definitely help and support. If you cannot make it to the show on the 23rd, you still can donate. You just have to go to www.miraclesoutreach.org, www.miraclesoutreach.org, or you can call to make a donation, 813-516-1135, 813-516-1135. We need your help. I mean, to keep this mission and this organization alive. It's been around for 16 years, and, guys, we want to take it another 16 and another 16, but we need your help to do so. These ladies are doing a phenomenal job with the rescue young ladies in our communities, and we need you. We need everything that you have to offer. If it's a prayer, kind word, but we definitely need a donation here or there. So miraclesoutreach.org or 813-516-1135. Now, Miss Sonya, we definitely like to keep the show, try to keep the show at an hour. So I got a couple more minutes. Kind of want to talk about the lineup and that's coming as far as who we have on the roster. I know we have, is it Rob Carter from Channel 8? He's the MC.
We have Mr. Rob Carter from WFLA Channel 8. Is going to MC the show. Also, we have Jose Alvarado of the Jorge Alvarado
Jorge.
Of the Jorge Show. He will be there. We have the fabulous Auntie as well, and Mr. Lacey B. Smith of the Fashion Movement. So we have a great lineup. Our speaker for the evening will be Mr. Tinsley of the Tinsley Group. He is a self-made millionaire who actually grew up in a foster adoptive situation as well. So he is living proof that it takes a village, and all it takes is one person to step up, spend time with a child, and it's no telling where they can go if they just have that love and support. So that was really the reason that we asked him to speak, because he is living proof that the system works when everyone pulls together.
That's it. That's it. Excited about that. And Polk County definitely know Mr. Tinsley, because he's got a KFC in the Orlando area. So we definitely want to come out and support this, not this Friday, not tomorrow, but the next Friday, September the 23rd. We're going to be at District 3 Arts and Event Venue, 802 Whitting Street, Tampa, Florida, 33602. The show starts, the event starts at 6, and the show starts promptly at 7. So we are asking you for your love and your support. Show your support in the fight for human trafficking by donating today. Go to the website, www.miraclesoutreach.org, to make your donation. And, again, if you want to donate any shoes from size 6 to size 10, you can connect with me, 304, this is Auntie, 304-504-MPAC, 304-504-MPAC. So we have that. I'm excited about what 3D is going to be doing. 3D Plus Modeling has partnered with Miracles Outreach Models to bring a great show. We got Albrides to be out of Clearwater, Miss Jessica, and she's bringing in some models. Our theme for this year is diamonds and pearls, diamonds and pearls. So we are looking. We still have tickets, right? We haven't sold out just yet, right? Sonia, we still have tickets?
Yes, we still have tickets, and the tickets are available on Eventbrite. And if you can't make it to the show, there's also a donation button on Eventbrite as well.
All right. We are excited. Impact will be in the house, guys, so we want you to come out and check out my pretty auntie closet. We're going to be doing some dresses, blinged out tees. Bling tee will be featured in the fashion show this year. So we are taking the runway by storm with our miracle models and our 3D plus models. So definitely come out and share. Crystal, what's the most exciting thing? What you waiting to see on Friday?
The most exciting thing for me is really just to see the girls get on the runway. Like I said, for me, it's a treat because I get to be behind the scenes and see them and know them personally. So just to see them rip that runway with the newfound confidence that they have and see the transformation is what excites me the most about the show.
All right. And Ms. Nakai, what is your most, what are you waiting to see?
I'm going to just piggyback on the same thing that Crystal said. I'm just waiting to see the girls show up to show out, so to speak. So I'm just excited to see them.
I am. And it's just an exciting thing for me every year to see the progression of the models and to actually see them on the runway. But we also have an opportunity for small business owners, small business owners. We're running a promotion for small businesses to abolish human trafficking campaign. Join the fight. Donate today. $75 will get you one event ticket and a small logo on the Abolishing Human Trafficking Step and Repeat. Show your support in the fight of human trafficking. So you can definitely go to the website www.miraclesoutreach.org. or contact 813-516-1135. But you will need to send your logo to Jerry and Linda McMillan at jlmrecords@yahoo.com. jlmrecords@yahoo.com. Make that $75 payment. It will give you one event ticket and a small logo on Abolishing Human Trafficking Step and Repeat. So send your logo to JLM Records with an S, jlmrecords@yahoo.com. You definitely want that promotion. Every year we have about, I mean, we got a bigger venue this year, Ms. Sonia. So last year we were definitely over capacity. So how many can the building hold this year?
This year we have a capacity of about 400. And you're correct. Last year, I think our capacity was 250, and we actually had people standing. So it was really great to walk out from, I peeked out from behind the curtain. I thought, oh, my gosh, where did all these people come from? But that was a good thing. So each year it has grown tremendously, and we're already looking forward to next year, but we do have a larger space, so we want to fill those chairs with people just cheering and coming out to support the girl. And I have seen, you know, opportunities for the girls coming out of this. If you just think back 3 years ago, when you started doing the show with us, Crystal was actually one of the girls that was modeling, and it opened the door for her to be able to go and tour with you. She went around the country to different places and even went to New York. So
for New York Fashion Week last year,
show.
Yeah.
It, you know, so for them, it's more than a show, and I think we've been able to sit back and watch Crystal, Ebony, Alizé, some of the girls that are coming through. They are now mentoring the younger girls that are in the program now because they see that it's possible. And that possibility came from people like you taking time and just really lending of their time and talent. The show is so much more than just a show. It goes back to building that self-esteem. And I have to really take a moment to thank everyone that has come together to put the show together. It started off as really for me just a way to say congratulations. These children don't have birthday parties. They miss their prom. They miss Sweet 16 and graduation and all of those things. So it was really just a way to celebrate them. We have Shalette Michelle and Company, who's the event planner, Mr. Lacey B. Smith, Ms. Ingram from She Empower. Everyone has come together and donated their time. And this is not an easy task to pull off something like this. And it's all been done out of the kindness of people's heart to just pull this show together. Every year we're going, oh, how are we going to do this again? And everybody just rallies together and we get it done. So I really just want to thank everybody who has, you know, come together to make this happen, because the kids really look forward to it. It's like Christmas.
It is. It really is. And thank you, and Michelle and Tyrone, for just literally, you know, just loving on these children and wanting better for them. And that's why we rally behind and you know, give of our time, because we want to see Miracles Outreach as a success story, because so many success stories come out of miracles. And a lot of people may not know from whence these young ladies come or how hard their lives and some of their stories. And when you get a chance and you're at the fashion show and you can hear some of the young ladies come back and tell their story, it's very hard, because a lot of us haven't experienced a multitude of what these young ladies have gone through and what they have experienced in their short lives. And to give back in the way that we can make them feel good again about themselves is just so powerful in itself. So that's why I wake up every day to get it and to be there and to support and show love. And I thank Crystal and Alizé and Nakai and Ebony for coming out and being there with the models and all of the miracle workers, because everybody don't understand, when those ladies, those young ladies are at practice, the miracle workers are right there with them, because they have to be there with them and they're sitting there. And I want to thank all of those young ladies that come out, and I'm talking about hard practices, 3 to 4 hours every Friday evening, and then 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday. Those ladies are with me practicing, so it's not easy. They give of their time, and when I hear grown women models complaining, and these ladies spend about 3 to 4 hours, two nights a week, or even three nights sometimes with me practicing without a complaint. So just proud of those young ladies, and I can't wait till next Friday. I hope to see each and every one of you there, from Runaway to the Runway Fashion Show and Gala, this Friday, next Friday, the 23rd, September the 23rd at 6 p.m. at District 3. We definitely want you in the place to be. And if you cannot come, make sure you're making your donations at Miracles, www.miracleswithanSoutreach.org. Ladies, I love you. And until Friday, well, I'll see y'all tomorrow, because we got rehearsal. So we'll be practicing tomorrow. So, and it's going to be a lengthy little practice. Plus, we're going to be doing a fitting on Saturday. So we'll be in the place to be. Donate your shoes. Donate some funds to help Miracles Outreach. And we love each and every one of you. Crystal, Nakai, and Alizé and Sonia, Regina, we definitely love you guys. Thank you for a great show. Beauty for a cause. Beauty for a cause. And that's what we're getting ready for in our Diamonds and Pearls show, fashion show and gala, from Runaway to the Runway show on next Friday, the 23rd. We're going to be in the house, District 3, Tampa Bay. Get ready. We want to sell all 400 of those tickets. So if you have not purchased your ticket, go ahead and purchase. Even if you can't come, we want you to definitely still purchase a ticket. So we definitely want you to go on to Eventbrite from Runaway to the Runway. We definitely need you to go to Eventbrite and purchase your ticket. It's a $40 blessing. It is a $40 blessing. And do we still have any VIP tickets left, Sonia, by any chance?
Yes, we still have VIP tickets left. VIP tickets are $55, and that includes you have two drinks that come with your VIP ticket.
All right. So come on out and support you. It is a worthy cause, and we love each and every one of you. This is Auntie with Curves and 3D Radio. Join us next week as we continue our September series, I Slay, We Slay, and we will definitely be slaying the runway next Friday. Auntie may put on her little runway shoes and do a little something, something, something for y'all next Friday. So y'all want to come out just to see me. I'm trying to taste, though. So I was at a event in Clearwater. What was the name? Fort Harrison Hotel. And I walked in, and it was some guys and everything. And they was like, I just want to see Auntie walk. I remember you for the fashion show. I said, oh, Lord. So it was just a blessing, guys, too. And so much fun. We have so much fun backstage, even out there. You got Jorge from the George Show. I mean, when I tell you, he is funny all by himself, okay? So I'm telling you, you just do not want to miss this show next Friday the 23rd. Get there early to get you a seat because we're getting ready to beat this runway. Crystal, Nakai, y'all rest up. I'm going to let y'all go so y'all can be ready because we got a long practice tomorrow night to make sure that we're set. Crystal, music, ready for tomorrow?
Yes.
So... all right, so we'll be good. All right, love y'all. Thank y'all for joining us here on Curves and 3D Radio. We definitely want to see each and every one of you at the show next Friday night. Swan, you want to close us out? Swan, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I do. I just want to say again, thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of it for so many years, and I continue to say thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all, love you all, and we're going to just stop. And real quick, and let me just say this. God, I just want to thank you for these beautiful, beautiful women who are going to grow up to give back to the communities that they serve, and I really believe that. So good night, ladies.
Good night, y'all. Be blessed. See y'all tomorrow, guys.
All right, Auntie. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.